Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ladies Night. This is your host, Lauren Enchanted.
Me, myself, and Judy.
And Lexis Moore.
And this is season 2, episode Dirty 30 of Ladies Night. Turned up for that. We don't really have a topic title for this episode, but that's okay. We don't really need it, I guess. As always, follow us on Instagram at Ladies Night Podcast, like our Facebook page, Ladies Night Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Ladies Night PC and send us questions, comments, concerns, mailbag letters at ladiesnightformoms@gmail.com. Comment, like, share, subscribe. Share us to your friends. Don't be scared to text that link to somebody. We're on SoundCloud, Podomatic, Google Play, iTunes.
Everything,
bitch. Mm-hmm. You bitch, you. Shout out to Drunken Night.
Bitch. Right. The fact that their last episode, they came and talked about Happy Mother's Day, bitch. I was like, right. Why right. So hostile? Right.
But they said it was love. Y'all know how they do.
They do, yeah, right. They do.
Right, turn up. So how's you guys this week going?
It's going good. I'm finally getting into the swing of things at work. I hit somebody's car today and just drove off.
Oh my God.
You did a whole hit and run?
Well, nothing was wrong with my car, and she had already wrecked her car, so it was no big deal.
Oh my God.
You did a whole hit and run. That's a crime, Nika.
Right? Don't be admitting that on the air now.
It wasn't like, okay, we was in the driveway, and she was behind me, and I was reversing, so I put the car in reverse, and I just took my foot off the brake, and it was like, boom.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't bad at all. It's no big deal. No big deal.
That's funny.
But it's been a great week. Tomorrow's Friday.
Right? Okay, summer classes started for me on Monday. Yay. But so not really. And I've already got discussion forum posts and this assignment's due Sunday and then responses and all that good stuff. And I'm just like, you know, I wish I had a little bit of a longer break. Only had like a week and a half, and I'm right back in the swing of things. But, you know, that's what happens when you're trying to get a degree or a second degree, you know.
Right, you got it, girl. Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
you
y'all.
Almost done, really.
Hallelujah. So. Thank you. I'm halfway
you know,
there, God.
It gets tougher at the end. You
I know,
really
right?
You don't want to do it at the end.
Right, exactly.
That is so true. My week's been pretty chill. I've just been out here enjoying this warm weather, trying to live my best life.
I'm in my best life.
Right. You know, the weather gets warm. People don't know how to act.
Ooh, I'm ready for summer. I'm ready.
I've been good so far. I'm proud of myself. Not really, but I, you know.
I've been good, but not really, though. Uh-huh. Right. Okay. Okay, then.
Right.
No, I have been good.
Mm-hmm. The after episode scoop.
Mm-hmm. Y'all should see I'm peeping over my glasses.
Right.
We don't believe you.
So on that note, I didn't pick a song of the songs of the week, but what are y'all summertime anthems going into the warm weather? We'll probably drop a playlist for y'all with some warm weather music.
We should do that.
Oh, Cardi B.
Oh yeah,
Cardi B captions all 2018.
City Girls dropped an album. It's pretty ratchet. So you could definitely bump that in the summertime. Have y'all heard of City Girls?
I have not heard of them, but I'm here for the ratchetness.
On Quality Control. Oh my goodness, y'all need to go listen.
I shall listen. I will
it
take
is
listen.
For the ratchets.
Definitely right. Nice for What by Drake, because I'm right about to be nice for what. Yeah. So that's definitely on my summer anthem. As right well as
I know, I was on a date and I swear every time the conversation got stale and I didn't want to say anything else. Mm-hmm. But normally I'm a person that like will try to at least force the conversation, so I'll just say something. But I kept thinking, nice for what to these niggas? Like, don't force no conversation if you don't got to.
That is so true.
But I felt kind of, I won't say bad, but I just thought that was funny. Shout out to Drake for the summer anthem. I'm trying to think what else I've been listening to. Boot Up is definitely one of them, even though it's kind of like
Boot Up, Boot Up.
She got a song called Damn that I like.
Really, I like Naked too, but that's definitely one of them.
I've been listening to a lot of old school music. It's like, it keeps me grounded. I be jamming. I was listening to B2K the other day.
Yes, B2K. That's a bop.
Right.
I saw
right
that on Snapchat. Baby, that's the reason why I love you. You're my heart, girl. And with all the crazy things I do, you're still here, girl. No one else can make me feel like
I
you
I guess that's
do
y'all shit.
Oh, I forgot the word. Damn. Right. B2K was a bop, bro. That's a group. I was so sad when they broke up. Okay.
Yeah, no, doesn't seem like any chances of a recollection.
Oh no.
Yeah, you know, Fizz tried, but it's mostly Omarion. He think he bigger than everybody and still want to be a solo artist. And it's like,
but I like Omarion.
I do too, but humble yourself, honey. Remember where you started, bro.
I mean, he
got to
stay there.
Right. No, but I mean, you a reunion tour, that's bank, bro. That's automatic bank.
Like Candy and Escape.
I would pay to go see B2K. Right. I really would.
Don't need it.
You know, I probably would, too.
I definitely would. I already saw them once, Screen Tour 2 in 6th grade. Oh, I would definitely.
Romeo in there?
Yeah, no, that was the one in Dayton. It was Bow Wow, yeah. B2K, IMX, and a little girl group called TG4. It was in Dayton. But I would definitely pay for them to see. I would definitely pay for them.
90s babies, turn up. but moving right along, who wants to go first? T, parenting tip. I'm just here to drop commentary.
I can do the parenting tip. So we always do our parenting tip for like babies, but this time I decided to do children and teens
because they worsome as hell,
right?
No, I'm just playing.
So I've been hearing a lot about school age kids dealing with anxiety, and
they
Malik has been dealing with it lately too. So 80% of kids are diagnosable with anxiety, but they aren't being treated. And there are 60% of kids with diagnosable depression, but they aren't getting treatment either. I think those are some crazy numbers.
Yeah, that is kind of
alarming. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. So here are some things you can do to help at home to help your child manage his or her anxiety. Pay attention to your child's feelings. And that is something that I've been having to do, really be aware of what my kids are feeling and, like, what they do. Because Malik, he does, like, nervous tics when he starts getting anxious. Mm. It drives me nuts. But stay calm when your child becomes anxious about a situation or event. Recognize and praise small accomplishments. Don't punish mistakes or lack of progress. Be flexible. Try to maintain a normal routine. Modify expectations during stressful periods and plan for transitions. So allow extra time in the morning if getting to school has been getting harder. That's my baby.
Right. Yeah, I definitely feel that. And I definitely feel the part where it said watch your child for like their tics or things they do. That's one reason when Hunter does something bad or when Hunter's in trouble, I'll try not to just straight jump into discipline. I'll try to think like, okay, what could be possible triggers or what's something else that could be going on before I just go straight to, you know what, you're getting your butt whooped. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Terrence, you know, as far as discipline goes, it's always levels to it. Like, I don't just go straight for attacking his butt. A lot of times I know he'll act a certain way just because he's sleepy. Like, he just ain't had a nap, and he's just cranky. And he's like my mother in that way because she's like that.
I mean, I'm cranky when I need my sleep, too.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm like, you know, you can't, just because you sleepy, don't give you an excuse to cut up. He threw a temper tantrum. We got home from Richmond on Sunday for 45 minutes.
Oh,
cried for 45 minutes, all because he didn't want to go to bed, but he was sleepy. And I'm just like, sir.
Yeah, Malik, he's been missing his dad, so he's been cutting up.
Little Malik been cutting up.
Y'all seen Malik cut up? And he don't usually do that.
He said, I want my daddy. But that's uh-huh. always that's a common scapegoat with kids when the parents aren't too home. It's, I want mommy. I want daddy. Look, you about to get your butt whooped either way. Malik. So what? I don't.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. It could be a scapegoat. Almost like the potty is a scapegoat.
Mm-hmm. The potty is the
scapegoat. Mama gotta go potty.
Right.
Cracks me up every time. And give me hug.
Oh, yeah, that's Hunter. Give me hug.
Malik always be like, I got boo-boo. And I'm like, you better
boo-boo,
too.
Right. So I'll be like, come here. You better use it, too. So, Lex,
tea for this
down.
Week. Ah, yes. So, congratulations to Miss Taraji P. Henson. She got engaged.
Right. Go, girl.
And she is, I did not know, she is 47, y'all.
Damn.
47. But you know what? Either. God is good. He gonna bring you your husband when the time is right. She happy. He gave her a Cartier bracelet for Mother's Day.
Right.
And then popped the question. I said, wait, so the bitch got two items of jewelry? Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay. He a good one. I like her.
Because one time she said, you are not my boyfriend and you will not be recognized as my man until there's a ring on my finger. And
ooh.
If you think about it, you've never heard her say anything about a man, about dating anyone, until she got the ring.
That's true. I mean, there was rumors of her and Tyrese, but then, you know, that ended.
around baby boy time, but you know, that's about all you heard, really.
Yeah.
But I respect that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I respect that.
Shout out to Taraji. Congratulations, sis.
Yes, girl. And another congratulations is in order for John Legend and his wife, Chrissy Teigen. They gave birth to a beautiful baby girl.
Was this she morning.
Yeah, girl, she being pregnant.
I thought she was just plump.
Nah, girl, she was pregnant. Mari, what you doing?
Right.
Mari just creeped up on us, y'all. She just walked up on us like, what y'all doing?
I feel like Chrissy was pregnant forever.
I know, right? I was like, dang, she's just not having a baby.
And I had no clue at all.
I know. But I say congratulations. Everything was born healthy. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, Tia Mowry gave birth to her baby. I don't know if we had talked about that before. But
we did.
We did? Okay, I just couldn't remember.
Because she was the one that felt like she was pregnant forever, too.
Yeah, low-key. I really feel like she was, too. Everybody's favorite show is coming back August 12th, Insecure.
Yes, Lord.
Team Daniel. Over here.
I love about Team Daniel.
I love Daniel. He fine. He ambitious. He got this connection with Issa. You know, he got the music thing. I love
Daniel.
He
didn't even have a car in the first season. Did he get a car in the second season?
He has a car now.
Yeah, he
has a car.
He got her when she went.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you ain't watched it.
The second season, yes, I have. I'm trying to remember.
She got a new record.
I do remember
she got that record. She got a new, she got a little D-pick, you know. And that's when he came and picked her up. So, yes, I love Daniel. I do love Lawrence, too. But maybe just because, you know, Lawrence kind of ruined it for me when he was being a bum. But, you know, I don't know. It's rumored that Jay Ellis might not even be on this new season.
I did hear that.
What?
Yeah, he hasn't been. He said they've been filming, but he hadn't gotten called about any shots or, you know, doing anything. So, we'll see you know, we still got about, let's see, it's May. We got about 3 more months. We'll see come August if he's there or not.
Right.
I'll say, as far as I know, there's no bad blood, but it just maybe, you know, Lawrence's time is up on the show. You know, everybody has their time.
They ain't getting back together.
Right. You know, the chapter is done, that kind of thing. As far as other tea this week, Jennifer Lewis did an interview on The Breakfast Club.
Oh, I need to watch that.
It was so funny.
And she apparently was exposing some things about Bill Cosby. Shedding some light to the truth of things, and apparently a lot of stuff that was coming up in court, she confirmed that it was actually pretty much true, which is,
damn,
it's just so sad to hear, because it's just like, we looked up to this man for so long, you know, I love A Different World, he had a whole episode about rape, and then just to come to find out that you're basically...
She said, you don't want me to go in on bail.
Right.
She said, I got some, she said, I could go there, but she said, I'm not going to.
A lot of men... do that in Hollywood, though. She said he ain't the only one.
Oh, I'm not. I definitely don't believe he's the only one.
She
definitely
said, I'm not
at all.
Gonna suck yo for a job.
Damn, I
could hear her now.
She's crazy. The mother of Black Hollywood.
Her and Loretta Devine are like the best mothers and don't have any kids.
Yes.
Well, Jennifer has an adopted daughter, but as far as biological kids, like that they raised, they don't. They're like the best mothers ever, and they don't have any kids.
I love
really
when Loretta Devine be
like,
no.
But she
right.
Singing.
Well, you can't touch the computer, honey.
Sorry, Barb, we tried to go for the computer. Sorry, y'all. I was trying to think. And then I had one more good, really good tea story. It was dripping with tea this week. And I can't remember what it was. I have to look up on my phone.
Just want to say,
yeah. Janet Grace, the Billboard cover looks bad. She turned 52 yesterday.
Did.
Happy birthday, Janet!
She did
y'all know
really
that's
good.
My girl. That's
too.
My bitch. Ow!
And then Millie Rock.
Right. I haven't wanted to shout out Diddy's son, Christian. He is so fine.
All his sons,
they
is
are
fine.
All fine.
All of them.
And
all
the
of
little
them.
Song with the remake beat. I'm just like,
I liked his shout out he did on Mother's Day. He shouted out all of his baby mamas.
Oh, did he?
Yes, all three of them had it and gave them all individual posts talking about how good of a mother they were and point out their individual qualities. I said, that's how you do it, Diddy.
Right.
Well,
shout out to him, because I saw something today that was saying that he beat up two of them, Kim and
Lisa. Oh, Lord.
But we ain't going to talk about that. We gonna
no, you didn't brought it up.
I know, right?
Right.
Well, I was just scrolling down. I think it was TMZ or something, and it was like one of his old bodyguards called him out. It was... talking about that and the whole Biggie thing and a whole bunch of stuff. But he said that he beat up Kim and the other one. What's her name? Misa?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Another, I think it's the first one. But yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't know if it's true or not. I mean,
hopefully not.
You know, here lately.
You never know at this point.
It's been true.
Well, you know, Fabulous and Emily's already back together.
Yeah, that's true. And Fab and Em are back together. Mm-hmm. They were in Coachella together.
I can't
together.
Believe that.
I can't
me
either.
Neither.
After all of that.
All that.
And y'all back together.
At least give us a month, girl.
Like, right. Like, it happened, like, it was like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Literally nothing happened.
Which makes you wonder how often it actually does happen. Mm-hmm. But until she's ready, that ain't my business. And then
not
I
my
hate to say it
like that. That's right, though. That's true. Not my circus, not my monkeys. Yes, Tierra Marie, y'all know she has the next victim of revenge porn. There was some videos leaked, you know. Bless her heart. I feel bad for her. I feel like Tierra Marie always gets the short end of the stick. She be trying so hard to get her career together, and then just something always happens with her. And speaking of celebrities who are also having bad luck, Neve from Catfish, y'all. He has been.
Oh yeah, I heard
and
about
get
that.
Girl, he getting investigated for sexual misconduct, and they have put Catfish on pause because of it. It's that bad, y'all.
No.
Apparently, he was out here, you know, exposing himself and pleasing himself to the public and whatnot.
Not to the public.
To the public, y'all. To the public. I said, Neve, get down like that, though. Get down like I wouldn't have expected that. And then, of course, I had to share for you guys, Married to Medicine, y'all's favorite girl's getting divorced.
That ain't our favorite girl.
Oh, I thought she was your favorite girl.
No, Quad. Quad and Dr.
Big surprise. Gee,
that's what I said. Ain't nobody surprised by that. I'm just glad they finally admitting that they don't love each other, because they have been fighting like cats and dogs for this whole season, pretty much. And I'm tired of it. They ain't going to fix it. They don't ever shut up and listen to each other. So, best wishes. I hope they both find happiness. Alone or remarried, however they turn up.
Hopefully, we'll see, girl. I mean, that's y'all's show, y'all know. But I just had to mention it because I know y'all love that show.
Yep. You know what? I'm still wondering if Dr. Simone and her husband, after the reunion, everybody tried to convince them to give it another try, and they said they were going to. So I'm wondering how that worked out for them.
Quite such a...
I know.
Baby. I had to take out the trash. I don't want to take out no trash either, though.
I won't take out no trash, but girl, it's the worst problems to have.
Does your husband take out the trash?
Right, like if that's your biggest issue, if this nigga ain't took out the trash by now, it's either time to let it go or time for you to go something. But I ain't gonna hear about all that shit all the time.
But where the dogs been, Chloe and Kari?
Girl, I don't know.
Maybe she used to let them dogs.
Right, I mean, they still running around, they ain't got no kids.
That's what he wants, that's all she had to do. But
have you guys ever watched Sister Circle? It's a talk show, but Quad is on there, and Selena Johnson's on there, a girl named Kiana Dancy, and I can't remember the other lady's name, but it's basically almost like a View, or like a whatever that other show was with Tierra Mowry and all them.
The Real.
Yeah, The Real, but they just talk about current events and stuff. It's a pretty good show. Quad, like herself, is very dramatic, because you know she's very dramatic, but it's a good show. Shout out to them for doing a damn thing.
Oh, that was the thing I had. So, speaking of shows, so Candy Burris was supposed to be producing this new show starring Marlo Hampton.
Oh, Lord.
However, the show is basically now going to be canceled because Marlo got too high of demand. She thinks she a diva. She don't even have a peach on RHOA. And the Bravo said, look, honey, our budget's not going to cover all of that.
They
so you just won't get no show.
From the beginning, Candy and Marlo were not going to work together. First of all, they couldn't even get along on the show. Marlo's always throwing shade to Candy.
She do throw a lot of shade to Candy, and I don't know why.
Because she jealous.
She is jealous.
What about Marlo saying she conned that man out of $20,000?
Which one was it?
the one that Nene used to go with.
Tyrone?
Nene dated him. No, the Italian man.
Like, girl, you just a con artist. Get your ass on somewhere. That's how we feel. Because she doesn't seem like one of the people that
she said, yes, he gave me $20,000. Try to explain it and act like it was normal.
Right? Like, girl, you're an escort. Shut the fuck up.
I basically feel like Marlo's on there for a come up that's just definitely not coming for her.
And no offense to the escorts, I guess. But she be trying to tell people that she can offer them a finishing school of, like, classes on class and shit, and it's just like, girl, barely. But anyway,
yeah, that's pretty much all my tea for this week. I had something that was really, really good, but I can't remember what it was now. But that's pretty much what I got for this week.
You might think of it as we go along.
I probably will. Probably a good little topic discussion. I might bring it up.
Right, because we have a few topics this week. So I don't know if one of you guys wants to start with one of the topic questions.
What's a physical trait you will not compromise for at all?
I can't do short men, y'all. I just can't. I'm sorry.
That's a tough one.
I can't do short men. I tried a short guy once, and I'm 5'7", so I'm technically tall for a girl. And I thought he was tall because I was sitting down in the car, and he was standing up, you know, when I met him. And then he got to my house, and I was deceived. You know, I did hit my face. I was like, hi.
Right.
When you followed that girl, you was looking down.
Girl, her. Looking down, my neck hurt. I swear I got a cramp in my neck. Oh, I said, goodness. I damn. Said, no, you know
that's
what?
A bit extreme. I'm
going to be nice and let him in the door, but I don't see where this can go. Be fine, but.
Because you are tall, too.
I am tall. And then if I'm in heels, I'm even taller. It's, yeah. No, it's not going to work.
That is funny.
I try to talk on a short man, my ass going to be on his chest. Like, that's just not going to work.
Legs going to be hurting trying to get down.
Right. Low. Like, no, right. No. So I can't do a short man. I'm sorry. My height or taller.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't really have any like that. I mean, if it was going to be the height thing, he'd have to be super short because I'm only 5'4". So if you're at least like
that's not bad.
5'6", I would say we could be okay.
I mean, you can't be like super short, but...
That's what I said, at least like 5'6". Is that super short?
Well,
that's
average...
how tall I am.
Yeah. Okay. I say average height for a girl is 5'3 to 5'5".
Yeah.
Yeah, so... for me, I'm going to have to say... a small penis.
Oh,
because I have a large rear. So what may be normal for everyone else, this is a real struggle, y'all.
I've heard about
real.
This before, actually.
Like, you
does it get lost back there?
It doesn't get in there. That's it gets in there, and you know that's about it. But my point is that when a girl has a large rear, what is average for most girls is small. So that's one thing I can't compromise for because I'm not going to feel it.
Yeah, that's
it's not
going to
be enjoyable for me.
You're just going to be sitting there like, oh, is it there in there? And he's going to be like, oh, yeah. It's like,
right,
where?
A little piece of corn that's been floating
out.
Right, exactly. Going to feel like, well, it sounds like that's your finger. No, babe, that's not what that is. It's
right?
Not?
Yes.
Yeah, so. Are you sure?
Sorry, not sorry.
What about you, Lauren? What can't you compromise on?
I would say I cannot compromise on crusty lips.
Ooh.
Or just like overly bad dental health or, you know, things like that.
Bad teeth.
That's a good one.
Yes. Bad breath, all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if his dick's little, I guess I'll find out later.
And like you ain't gonna get to it if the breath is bad.
That's true.
That is true.
I mean, that is very true. Hopefully I don't block no blessings.
It happens, you know. Would you accept an outside child if your man got a girl pregnant? I personally am not mature enough for that right now. The child would be a constant reminder, although children are blessings.
Right.
It would also be a reminder of the deceit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And I'm just not mature enough for that right now. And I mean, really, that's something you don't have to put up with.
No.
So would you
really.
Leave the guy too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll say my ex cheated on me and got the girl pregnant. I ain't stay with him. Now, like, me and him, we're, you know, we've been friends, we've known each other since we're teenagers, so we over it now. Like, his daughter is, like, adorable, but, you know, at the end of the day, ain't no way we could be together, because it's like, I gotta look at her,
yeah.
and then I gotta deal with the mama.
Yes.
And especially if, and you the one that's like, hell no, we be fighting, and not even over him, because I just know she would get disrespectful. She would be disrespectful on purpose. And I just couldn't. Ain't no way.
Right. I would just be mad all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not healthy.
It's not healthy for us, the child, nobody.
You've already cheated in me. Now I got to look at the
spawn. I hate to say spawn, but
right.
That's all I can think of.
Yeah, crazy.
Would you?
No, you feel like you was contemplating.
Well, no, I saw somebody talking about this on Facebook. That's why I'm just comparing what y'all saying to what I read on there.
What they say?
I mean, it was funny because a lot of the girls were going up and down talking about, I would never accept a child, a bitch, you made that situation, and you gotta deal with it, and blah, blah, blah. And it was just funny. Then one dude got on there and was like,
facts.
But then one nigga got on there and was like, if a dude turned his back on his child for you, he'd lose her anyway.
No, that's it.
He said niggas gonna do what they gonna do, so either y'all gonna deal with it or y'all gonna let them go. But I'm
no, we're not saying to not care for the child. Handle your business.
I encourage you to be a good father.
But that don't mean I am going to be stepmother. No.
Yeah, I don't know if I could stay either. I might be like, you know what? it's so many more fish out there in the sea. Why don't I just go? Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And at that point, it's like, who's to say you ain't going to do it again? You already disrespected me by cheating on me. Disrespected even more by getting the bitch pregnant. So more than likely, you wasn't using protection.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You don't care.
And we didn't know who she was sleeping with. So then you run the chance of bringing something back. No. Hell no. I don't trust you. I don't trust you. Nope. Can't do it.
No more.
Can't do it.
I don't trust you.
I don't trust you.
I wish a mistress would.
I wish a nigga would. I swear.
Would you go to a swingers party? What exactly happens at these types of shindigs?
People
have sex.
Well, basically, swingers party can be for single people or couples. It can be like if you're single, like, you know, if you're, whether you're, you know, just looking to hook up with a random man, woman, have a threesome, orgy, whatever floats your boat. If you're a couple and you basically have an open relationship or marriage and you swing out to get different people or you swing both ways to bring someone in, you know, it's your fancy.
It's a no.
Whatever you want to do.
It's so complicated.
Yeah, no.
You know, a lot of times they're usually held in secret. You got to know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. there's, of course, going to be alcohol and more than likely drugs floating about because, you know, everybody wants to get loose and whatnot.
That's a little scary.
Yeah, that's the, like...
I know a girl that used to swing and she said it was very emotional.
Ooh.
Emotional?
Well, how? Not emotional, but it impacted her, I don't want to say mentally. I mean, I guess you could say mentally, but...
Like, what did she tell you what changed about her?
Right.
She said it just didn't feel good.
Physically or just like she feel like
morally
she,
wrong
right yeah, she feel like yeah.
morally oh okay
I've
morally
had,
it didn't
I've
feel
had
right
sex
okay.
now I can't go on right. not to make light of her situation but
yeah I wouldn't I don't know about a swingers party I don't know I mean like to get with maybe find another man yeah but I feel like you know if a woman try to hit up on me it's gonna be like okay I'm ready to go now awkward right. No offense I just don't swing that way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It'll make me nervous just because I feel like it'll be so much going on.
Yeah.
And so many other people around, I'm just like, I don't really know you.
I'm afraid
like
somebody's gonna try to drug my drink right. and all that other stuff.
When was the last time y'all got checked out?
Right. And I do know, like, with stuff like that, they do get people, like, pre-screened.
You have to give your paperwork.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta get pre-screened and pre-tested.
And
all
then
that
if drugs
stuff.
Are involved, that makes me even more scared because I'm like, people that be on drugs just. Even more
prone to have
something.
Exactly.
But I don't know. It's somebody's cup of tea out there.
Oh, it's plenty of people's cup of tea. They be happening. I remember one time I had a client and she told me how she went to a swingers party. And yeah, it goes down.
Damn.
People be in the rooms and they fulfill their fantasies. All
right. Right.
It's yeah, it's an interesting experience to say the least.
I know, right? I mean, I would love to be a fly on the wall.
That's why the only thing, I don't want to be the fly on the wall. Like, just to see what happens.
And see how it goes down. See how, like, the meeting pops off.
Right. Like, how do, like, how people.
How are you this evening?
Right. Like,
can I buy you a drink?
Right. How the approaches occur. I don't want to at least, can I get a tour of the room just to see what they look like?
Right. I would love to be a fly on the wall. What's your worst sex experience?
I think one time we was just going for a long time and it was not enjoyable.
Damn.
I couldn't even get into it, but he was so into it.
That's the worst. God.
And I was like, I was like, can we just stop? Like, you know, I'm tired. He was like, no. But I was just, I was like, I want to go home.
I'm tired.
Good night.
See, my worst sex experience.
I'm sorry, it's just so much sweat. We was doing it for hours and sweating, and it just wasn't enjoyable.
Now, see, it's not fun when you're not enjoying it.
No, yeah. Sweat is
if I'm sweating, we supposed to be putting in work. I should be feeling something,
like,
you know.
Yeah.
And he was a Taurus.
Mm-mm. Oh, they're stubborn.
Yeah.
They are stubborn.
He wanted me to be submissive. I ain't doing all that.
Oh, you an Aries. That was not going to work. Mm-mm. And a female Aries and a male. Oh, that's
going to
work. Oh,
yeah. And he got mad at me while we were doing it.
For what?
For being an Aries and just...
Yeah, y'all just was not gonna work at all.
I'm wondering, like, mm-mm. trying to connect the dots. So
yeah,
bad.
I don't
that
be
was
like
not
too...
gonna work. That just was not going to work.
I'm for real trying to connect with that. So it's hard. I feel you. The energies just were not met.
Yes, no, the chemistry, no. Nothing was there.
No, it wasn't. And he just got on my nerves. Just got on my everlasting nerves. I couldn't stand him. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Right, I have no clue.
No, look, I was really trying to think.
Moving right along, because I'm trying to jog my memory, too.
Oh, I remember now. Right. Oh, yeah, I remember now. I'm okay, like, yeah, I had to think about it.
Right, well, actually, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. That was not going to work. No. And I was rooting for him, too, in the beginning.
In the very beginning.
I tried. Y'all know I tried.
You did try. You did try. Yeah, you gave him a fair shot.
I was like, no. So, moving on, Lex, have you,
Oh, so you go with your worst that you
said. I'm trying to think of the worst one. You know what? It's been such a slow, no, I won't even say year, but
just
I don't
ever
know,
in general.
There was one time that I was trying to get some morning D, and I went to this guy's house, and I didn't know his son was asleep in the other room. And so, like, it was already just the vibe. The energy was already weird when I first got there. And then once the son woke up, and I was like, oh, my God, your son is here.
Oh, no.
It was just like, this is not what I'm trying to do at all.
Awkward. And a nice warning.
Right. A nice warning would have been okay. And like I said, the energy was already kind of off anyway. So it's like, it wasn't like the first time we did it where it was just like, oh, yeah, this is awesome. This is great. Right. You know, I can do this all the time.
Right.
So I was like, I'm never coming back. Like, and I left. Even though we did end up actually getting back and having, you know, some good times together. After that time, I was like, I'm never coming back.
Well, at least it paid off in the end.
Yeah.
That's the silver lining about that.
True. Very true.
My worst experience, I'm trying to think. I'd say probably basically this guy I gave more than one chance to, and he disappointed me every single time. I was highly upset. And it was even worse because it's when he was, you know, gassing himself up and gassing me up. Like, no, it's going, like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And da da da. And like, you talking a real good game. But it's like,
right, they really just do.
And, you know, I gave him a pass because the first time we were drunk. So I was like, okay, you know, Henny D. Everybody falls case to that every once in a while. But then it never got better. Like, if one thing was better, this was worse. If that thing was better, that was worse. And it's just like, you know what? I can't keep doing
this. Wasting my time.
Yeah. Wasting my time, my gas. I done drove 30 minutes to the house, you know.
food.
Right. Only thing I got out of it was a little dinner. That was it. And
right.
Yeah.
And I could have just got dinner and not even done nothing.
Dang near. We could have, could have just left home. But instead, you just wasted my time.
But y'all know what? That does remind me of time back in college where I got some unfavorable D. Don't y'all hate when it's like the dude everybody wants to talk to and thinks he's so cute. And then he turns out to be a disappointment.
Like, oh, man.
Why did I even waste my time? This shit is not good. Can you hurry up so I can get out of here?
Talking about him, you just be like, mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
It's like you felt so special, like, I was the one. And then, I wish I wasn't the one.
Like, Lord, this is what I get.
Like, I wish I could undo it. Right. And just be ignorant.
Let's just delete it from the whole facts. I'm a firm believer. If it was bad, it does not count, and I delete it from the whole facts.
Listen, I agree with that.
I just went through and omitted some numbers.
Girl,
it felt like the right thing to do.
Oh,
I feel like it's only fair. I mean, why should I count you as one of my experiences when you did not come through? Like, yeah, I feel like,
see that video.
Why should I count you?
What video?
I got to find it. I want to play it. Malik got my phone. It was on Instagram though.
Damn.
But it was like when guys ask you how many people you've had sex with. Oh, and the girl was like, "Don't matter. The number is 5."
Right.
It's always 5.
And that's exactly what she was saying. She was like, anybody you had sex with in high school, don't count.
They sure don't.
They do not. We didn't even really know what we was doing back then.
That's true, though.
Right.
We was up there like the wood, just
it still feel good, though.
Green as grass, not knowing.
Back then, you really thought you was doing
right,
something.
You did.
Oh, my gosh, really did. I was like, oh, my God, okay, I done did this. And it was like, right. No. I've learned
friends.
So much more. Oh, and I still have more to learn and experience.
Right.
Okay. Let's see.
Oh, boy.
I got to pick up a question.
I can't ask them right now.
Ooh.
Right. Would you ever, or have you ever, recorded yourself? Speaking of Tierra Marie,
Like recorded and like sent it,
or let somebody else record you?
Yeah, I've never recorded. So, but
I did let a guy record me while I was serving him up.
Well, I'd have made a movie.
I forgot about that.
I have not made
a movie. Oh, you made a movie.
Right.
I was like, I remember that song, Twisted Chris Brown. That was a hit.
Everybody done made a movie.
I ain't made a movie.
I don't think I have.
I don't mean like a movie.
Was the tripod up?
Just being recorded.
Who was holding the phone? You or him?
Him.
I mean, I never got to see the video, but I know he recorded it. I was putting it down. I was doing my thing. I was like, I said, go ahead. I was feeling myself.
I know. Like, send me a copy so I can see.
Right. I'm like, let me see what I've been doing. I didn't get to see it. Mad. I should have asked for a copy.
Well, I haven't made a movie or a recording yet. I would maybe sometime in the future.
Thank you, baby.
It may have to be like behind the doors of marriage or something.
Oh, yeah. Because the way y'all niggas out here acting with this revenge porn, I don't have time. And I don't need my baby or my baby daddy calling me talking about.
Or my
mama. Oh, yeah. Or my mama. My girl. I don't even know.
What is
my
this?
Daddy. I don't need
no. You're going to have to do better. You are going to have to do better. You have a child.
No, it would be worth it. It'd be a whole lot more than you can do better. It would be hell to pay. I don't have time.
Yeah, I'm not about that life.
Let me see. Let me pick a question here. Trying to find one. I didn't write. Okay. How do you feel about men who like backdoor play? That's the version because the kids are around. Would you be down to try it? That backdoor. That other hole. Me, I'm fine with it. I do it. I got no problem with it. It's enjoyable. I like it.
Yeah. It's not something I could just do with anybody, though. Like, I really, 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 really
oh, really yeah, definitely. Like, really like you or really that. Trust you. Or
because it is something yeah. you need to trust.
That is true. That is true. Because if they F it up, they're going to F it up. Right. You got to ease it on in there. Like,
ease it in there. You know, we got to work together. No, teamwork is required.
Yeah. Oh, I can flip the pen. I was trying to say teamwork make the dream work.
It does.
What about you, Lauren?
It sounds enjoyable.
It sounds enjoyable. It can be, you know. I've had it a couple times.
It opens the door for fun.
Right. It's on my radar. We'll see what happens this summer.
Oh.
I'm in there. I mean, like, buns out, buns out.
Hey, twerk. Let's see. What else we got in here? What's your go-to first date outfit?
That's a good question.
It depends, like, well, see, I feel like most time I haven't got a chance to go, like, on a dress-up date where I, like, throw on a dress and heels. That's what I would want.
I
feel like,
would want to wear a dress. Lately, I've been wearing, like, a jeans, a nice shirt.
I feel like that's what I end up doing is jeans, heels, maybe some booties or heels. But, like, I would, like, to do a dress-up dinner date. Like,
yes, I love dresses. I would really like to do that. I can't wait to wear a dress again.
It's all right to take us out to fancy restaurants, men. We don't want just the regular bars and stuff. We want to get dressed up.
I'll do, since it's summertime, maybe some jeans and some sandals and a tank top or something. But
I will do a nice sundress.
I try to make sure my face and my hair are on point. Because I feel like, more than the outfit, they're going to be looking at my face.
That's true. Very true.
But I have went on a couple of dates where I didn't got to throw on a dress and some heels.
Okay.
I like wearing heels.
Yeah, I like wearing heels too.
Me too. Especially, I feel like in a nice dress or a good sundress, you know, it lifts the booty and it slims out your legs.
I was firming
up the calves real nice.
No
you know,
matter
you
what
wear,
I wear, I try to
wear
make sure
a nice
it's
little,
shape-fitting.
Little short summer flowy dress and some heels.
I always want to accentuate my curves.
Yes, always.
Whether it's
always.
A fitted dress or my little jeans or the booty pop.
Yes, booty pop.
Booty pop.
One of the two.
Bow.
Right? My little cake's getting thick out here, just so y'all know.
You out here doing your squats. You're doing your squats, girl.
I am not. I'm just eating a lot. I'm just eating a lot. That's all.
Let's see. Well, what is your favorite position? What is your least favorite position?
That's tough because I'm going through like
a change. Yeah, me too.
Which is weird.
I like it though.
There's things I have yet to experience. It's hard to choose.
I mean, that too.
I'm going to say my least favorite is probably from the back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right? Because Nikki got the big old boob.
Right. And I hate it.
Damn.
I mean, it's good sometimes, but I don't know. I really got to be in the mood.
Gotcha. My least favorite, you know, It's kind of hard to say, because sometimes, I think it depends on what mood I'm in, because I don't like to just do missionary all the time, but I like the feeling of, like, the guy being in control, but missionary can get boring sometimes, because it's just like, okay, let's do something different. My favorite, though, I love to be on time. I love to be in control.
Really? See, I don't know. Being on time, it's a great, empowering feeling. It was my favorite probably pre-child. And then after...
Pre-child.
No, for real. That's how I had Hunter. I think I was on top. But then after I had Hunter, it's just like that faded away. I think I went through a phase where I liked it from the back, which I still do. But now I think my favorite right now is probably missionary.
Interesting.
And my least favorite right now is probably on top. Even though I still like being on top, I have a lot of fun on top, but that's just like... that's probably my least right now.
If I'm in a bed, I like a missionary, but like my legs up. If I'm on the couch, I like to ride.
Oh, okay.
I do like a couch ride. A good couch ride. You can get some leverage.
I've recently discovered I like to be on top and be choked while I'm also choking them.
Yeah, I was trying to see her face.
It's a very, very interesting sensation that occurs. It's very nice, I must say.
Ain't it's this dude at my job, and I want to shoot my shot at him, but I've heard he shot his shot at multiple women. But he has these arms, and I just be like, I just want you to put your hands around my neck.
Oh, God.
He must got some nice big hands. Speaking of which, so how do y'all shoot your shot?
It depends on where I'm at.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
If I'm just out at a bar and I've been drinking and I'm feeling myself, I might just walk up to you and ask you how you doing. Just nice little conversation starter. And one of my first questions is, do you have a girlfriend?
Of course.
I never ask that.
I usually don't ask that, because I'm hoping if I approach you that you are single.
Right. I should start asking.
They don't always be. That's very true.
It's summertime. We need to ask these questions.
Oh, that I have something that comes up. Yeah, I have to ask the question. Go ahead, Lauren. How do you shoot your shot?
It depends. I'm not really a heavy shot shooter. Like, if I am drinking, then yeah, I will walk up to a guy and be like, hey, you know, you were so fine, boy. I'm probably going to say something crazy, like, you were so cute, I just have to come say hello, what's your number, or something crazy like that. Or I might be chill, but the point is, if I'm drinking, I'm going to walk up to him and say something. But if I'm not, like, overly pressed about it, and I'm just chilling, then I don't know. I don't shoot my shot that often. The guy at work, I mean, I'm kind of just probably going to slide it in one day, just say something real smooth. Because I joke with him at work all the time.
So like, you know.
Just, hey, we should go somewhere after work.
Right. You know? There you go. I'll say,
cook them with the good old.
I don't even really like to ask. I just be like, let's go do this. When are you free?
Right.
Come on, straightforward and direct.
I'm an Aries.
There you go. Yeah, you know, I've done mine like the boom way, but you know, let's get together sometime. Duh, duh, duh. But then I've also like, you know, shoot my shot in person. Like, I'll be extra flirtatious and give you that look. Like, yeah.
Do y'all ever hop in
DMs? I want you. I have not DM'd like once, before.
Maybe twice.
Yeah, not a lot. Because DMs, like...
So impersonal, I feel like.
I need you in my face. I need you to see me.
Right. So I can give you these sex eyes.
Right. Right, exactly.
Laugh a little bit. Touch your arm.
Right? Like, open them up.
Sometimes some people don't get the hints on the DM slides. If you see my facial expressions and you read my body language, you know, oh, yeah, she's down for it. Yes, right. I am. Come get this. Yeah. So what I had was, have y'all seen this thing called Fuckboy Bingo?
I have not.
Mm-mm. Oh, it's funny. So basically, it's set up just like Bingo. I have it on here on my phone. And so you have your free space. And everything on here is basically the descriptions of a fuckboy. So basically, if you've experienced this or heard this, you would put a bead, not a bead. But, you know, what you use in Bingo, them things, the chips and stuff. Yes, thank you. I don't know why I said a bead.
Marker, whatever.
Yeah, marker, whatever. So, y'all tell me if y'all feel like this is accurate. So, some things on here are, you're so easy to talk to. Other things they say, they wear Jordans. They'll tell you, they tell you they don't like condoms. They give excuses like, sorry, work has been so busy. Or sorry, my phone died.
Me too, I give that one.
They, of course, hit you with the, hey, you up. They say, you deserve better than me.
They That's always, like the thing I just read.
They always have a beard.
Right.
They're a beard gang. They ignore your message, but they've clearly been online all day. And that annoys me. It's like, if I've seen you been on Facebook or Instagram.
I am that person.
And then you and I've texted
See,
you and
I
you ain't texted me.
I haven't had a lot of these problems in a while. Well, not that one.
I will be online, but that will be a message.
I mean, yeah, I'll do that too.
When they say they, but they're like, oh, but you be playing. Or where my hug at? Or they, what you doing? You to death.
Just, I ain't seen the where my hug at, dude, in forever. Thank God.
And another one that says they disappear for weeks at a time. They like all your Instagram posts but never speak to you. They only answer one part of your long text message.
Right.
They'll start speaking to you after months of silence as if nothing happened. That, I feel like, is the trademark right there. And they have, like, of course, they hit you with the eye emojis and the little message bubble, like, when they're replying. You're like, okay, you be waiting for them to reply, but then they don't reply and the bubble's just going because they've never finished typing or whatever. And, if they're on Jacked.
If they're on who?
Jacked.
I have no clue what that is.
That's the app for gay men or bisexual men.
Well, how would you know he was on there unless you were on Jack?
I don't know, but you know, when you have male friends and they're like, I saw this person on Jack. Yeah. So yeah, how do y'all feel about those? I feel like some of those are definitely accurate.
Most of them are, actually.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to say all of them are.
Some of them seem like they have some potential.
Yeah. I don't want to say all of them are in beard gang. But some of y'all fuckboys out be out here with some nice looking beards, and that's how y'all be getting folks. That's what y'all be doing.
What's your number one way to curb somebody?
Just don't respond.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Just to stop responding. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Speaking of which,
be online all day, but not open a message.
Tell me why. So I get a Mother's Day text, Happy Mother's Day, from this number I don't recognize. And I'm like, thank you, but I'm sorry, I don't recognize the number. Who is this? They text back, and as soon as I saw the name, I said, Negro, I have not talked to you in over a year. Why do you still, I'm thinking, why do you still have my number, and why would you hit me up on Mother's Day?
That was his way.
Of all days, I blocked you on all social media, and yet somehow you still have my number.
That was his way in. He said,
You're a stalker. Get off my phone, please, and thank you.
I mean, yeah, I just stopped responding to people most likely.
Let's see. The sex is great, but he's annoying and he doesn't keep himself up, like his appearance. What do you do? And I mean, he could not keep himself up. Well, no, because sex is great.
We would probably just have
Wait,
to.
Wait, hold on. We had sex, but he didn't keep his appearance up?
Like, I know, are we talking? Get that far?
He ain't got a fresh hairline. His shoes are a little.
I would probably.
How did we have sex then? Because I pay attention to those kinds of things.
I mean, I was gonna say if we did have sex, it's probably one of those situations where he's just like a friend, and I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna just slip up on the D one time.
Just one time, yeah.
And then
you just want to see what it's like.
Or maybe I just need some, but it's probably not going anywhere. So as long as it's just like an after nine or after dark friend, then I don't care. He keeps himself up. He might not, which that probably sounds very wrong of me.
Do you guys give and or expect lettuce every time you do the do? These reactions.
It would be nice every time, but I don't necessarily expect it. And I don't necessarily give it anymore every time. I used to, yeah. But it's just like, I ain't the clean up woman.
Clean up woman, yes! And the woman who takes all the love you leave behind. Right. I missed the words. That's okay.
Right.
The reason I know of. Yes, Medea. That's a good
right.
Play.
I mean, like, if it was like that type of relationship, sure. But the other thing is, too, every time you have sex, you don't be having time to get all down into it. Sometimes you just gotta get to the nitty gritty.
True.
I'm gonna just get a little bit of dick real quick.
I would love to receive it every time. But I mean, if I'm like, if that's like, you know, if you're just dealing with one person, I'm like, yeah, I expect to receive most of the time. And I don't mind giving. But like, if I'm, you know, if I'm out here just single doing my thing, I'm not giving any to everybody. the lettuce. And I actually don't expect to get the lettuce from each and everybody. You know, my main person, yeah, that's a requirement. Right. But you random Negroes, nah. Y'all ain't getting that.
Yeah, if I really, really like you, I will. But like you said, the random guys.
Nah, you don't deserve it. We will not have it. I say we will not have it.
Let's see. What was another question in here? I saw a couple more.
It's warm weather. Are you bringing out your inner thought?
Hell yeah, I'm bringing out the inner thought. It's summertime.
Right. No comment.
I'm out here trying to get this summer body together list. I mean, not all of you will get to experience my thoughtish ways. Let's make that clear.
Yeah, summer body getting together, summer outfits. My bad. Oh, you got summer outfits ready to put the girls.
Yes,
and the buns on display.
I'm ready to strut like I mean it and free my mind. Right. You know,
certainly. Yeah. I'm being good this summer.
You really are. Are you?
Yeah.
Uh huh. Okay.
I'm being good, but I am definitely getting out more. Like last summer, I went out a little bit, but this summer, I'm definitely trying to.
I'm trying to get out more this summer too.
Get my walk in the sun and just be cute, be free, be fun.
I know, right?
Like I did a lot of fun last summer. I don't know if I'm gonna be that lucky twice.
Yeah. I feel like the summers always alternate, like the one before summer, but like, oh, it was cool, but I could have did more, and then the summer after that would be the better summer than the summer. It's always back and forth. Yeah. So I feel like this summer is going to be my summer.
Yeah, me too. And luckily, I have a pregnant cousin, so I feel like I have a good babysitter situation.
Yay for the babysitter. Congrats on the pregnancy, right. But yay for the babysitter.
So I feel like that hopefully will work out in my favor.
So what would y'all say is going to be y'all summer mottos as far as dealing with these niggas?
Nice for what? Today's niggas. But for real though, Kaylani, you know, I just sweet, sexy, savage.
Didn't I tell you that I was a savage? I'm going Rihanna.
I'm gonna be a boyfriend next year, so.
Oh, you gonna settle down next year?
Yeah, I mean that's what I was thinking this summer. I really want like a good solid summer boo that goes into the winter. Like
it would be nice.
Like Greece and find the summer loving.
Summer loving. Having so fun.
Yes.
Like that would
summer
be
summer loving. Oh, they missed the words. Yeah, it messed me up. It's okay. It's okay. I get you. It would be nice, a little summer romance. It would be nice.
I love the summer romance. It's warm outside. You get to experience the sunset together.
You know, you get to do stuff. Right. You know. But I feel like in the summer, everybody's just trying to live their best life.
I mean, that's true.
We can live it together.
If we can start,
we can live it together. I know. But yeah, my summertime motto, I am trying to be a little more savagery. You know, I'm about to be about me, and you know, if the right one presents itself to make me change my mind, then more power to you. You know, I mean, you just gotta, if you really special, you know, I'll see.
Make an exception.
Know. Yeah, I might make an exception if you know you real, real special. You better come with some stuff I ain't seen before, and I'd be like, okay. You know, I'm just trying to, like I said, I'm just trying to live life. I'm trying to make more of my single life and not worry too much about being in a relationship.
My bad,
y'all. It's okay. But yeah, I'm trying to make more of my single life and not worry about being in a relationship too much. Although it would be nice, don't get me wrong, to have just my man, to know that is my man and that is my D.
That don't smell like one of Hunter's, but it could have been hers.
And so, it would be nice, but, you know, at the same time, you know, not everybody's on that page, so it's like, I'm not about to cut myself off because you niggas ain't acting right. Yeah. I'm about to live life.
I feel you. I saw a post on Facebook that said, it don't matter who you see me with and where you saw me at, I'm single.
Okay.
And listen. Like,
that's and my summer motto right there.
Funny. I'm single until you decide to make a move and make me yours. And until then, I'm going to do whatever and whoever I want to do.
Right. If you see me somewhere, which you probably won't see me out with anybody, but if you do,
look, I'm gonna do that to myself.
Don't bust me out. Don't expose me.
But I'm, to my larger point is, I'm just single and enjoying myself. I'm hoping to date and to get around and get out and have some fun.
I'm trying to travel and do stuff. I mean, I gotta go to Miami, and that's the thing. I'm going to Miami in August. I'm not really trying to be tied down come August because I know when I go to Miami for my friend's bachelorette party, I'm cutting up and I'm acting a fool. It's a bachelorette party.
I mean, I feel you, but bacon bachelorette. Or y'all can split up. I don't know. Either way.
No, I'm cutting up in Miami. I do not want to worry. I don't want to be tied down. Because who said I may not meet somebody in Miami?
I mean, that's true.
Who's to say? Who's to say? Not saying it's going to be like a long distance thing. But what if I want to get my groove on in Miami?
I'm down for a long distance situation.
I've done long distance. It can be done.
Exactly.
It just depends on the people. I do believe it can be done, but it depends on the people. But yes, I'm trying to cut up and act a fool in Miami come August. So therefore, I'm not trying to be specifically tied down. If I am tied down, that means the Negro better is going to be special. Like, that means he done got me out here sprung, singing, not and happy in Jesus alone. I mean, that means he's got me whipped. Like, really whipped.
Girl.
But I'm really just trying to live this single life, especially for Miami.
I feel you. I mean, it's definitely a summer of enjoyment. A summer of, you know.
I feel like that's what the title of the episode should be, something with summer.
Summer. I mean, shit, like I said, summertime. We need to make a playlist.
Summertime. Yeah, Sean, we gotta make a playlist, get y'all ready, get y'all started. Because it definitely jumped from sprinter to summer real fast.
Right, and
they said on the news this May is like the hottest May in history.
And I'm ready for it. It's been a cold winter.
It has. It was a long winter.
I am freshly single. I won't say freshly single, it's been some weeks now. But either way, I'm feeling unattached. And
are you freshly single? You ain't had no go backs. Funny,
no go backs. It's been just me chilling, enjoying life.
Mm-hmm. Me, myself, and Julie, Lauren, and Chanty said she's freshly single. I said, "Are you sure,
girl?" Right. I don't understand what this shade is
fake
about.
Single.
But come on, fake single.
No, I'm for real single.
In a couple of days,
she's
gonna be like, me and such and such went to.
And you know, I really wish I could just go over and get some D.
She just said she went on a date.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But that was with someone else.
Oh, that's a good person. Okay, well, tell us what the date did.
While y'all are judging, I mean, it wasn't a serious date. We just met and watched the rest of the Cavs and the Boston game.
Watched basketball. Y'all go to a bar.
Yeah, we went to a little bar. It was like the third quarter when I got there, so we just talked or whatever. And after the game, talked, and that was it. I mean, it wasn't anything spectacular. Okay. But I'm living my best life this summer, so.
She got a new little person. All right. Well, maybe you are fresh and single.
I'll give you
50%. Let me see if you can make it on another date with a different
person.
And
even if I did go out with that person, if they decide they still want to go on a date, that doesn't mean we're back together. That just means I'm single and dating. I just happen to be on a date with them.
Okay.
I am going to. We're at about time, so I'm going to say we're going to get on out of here. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Ladies Night PC and on Instagram at Ladies Night Podcast. Like our Facebook page, Ladies Night Podcast. Send us some emails at ladiesnightformoms@gmail.com.
I'll say comment, subscribe, review, follow, interact with us. We want to hear from y'all. Write us a mailbag letter.
Right, all that good stuff.
I mean, it is summertime, so we know y'all going to have some good, juicy stories.
Right,
so.
We want to hear them thought stories.
Yes, if y'all got a good thought story.
Them summertime shootout.
Good sex story. Right. Man or woman, you know, write us, let us know.
Right.
You need some advice, we got y'all.
Give us your fashion tips for the summer. I definitely need some of those, because I'm trying to revamp this wardrobe. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to be wardrobe. Out this summer.
I swear, I'm trying
slaying.
To. You know, I'm
not
trying to,
playing.
I'm a whole MILF this summer. I mean, I've always been a MILF, but I'm really about to channel my
I had on my MILF gang shirt earlier today. I took it off to go in the daycare because you can't be going to the kids'
daycare.
Yeah,
you can't
be
going to daycare with your MILF shirt on.
With the MILF gang shirt, so I had to take it off. But.
Can't be doing that. I like to know how many guys out there love single mothers or just single mothers.
Right, they probably be in that MILF section.
Y'all probably do. Y'all be cougars and whatnot.
Right, mature.
I think you're kind of want a sugar daddy. I need bills paid.
Girl, I need a sugar daddy. What do you mean want?
You need to listen to City Girls.
Oh, City. Wait, listen to City Girls?
Right.
They can help me get a sugar daddy.
Are they pro sugar daddy? Right. Just listen.
Mommy.
Oh, okay. Listen to City Girls. There's our life tip.
Right.
We're going to figure out how to get a sugar daddy.
Well, all right, y'all. Thanks for listening to Ladies Night. We will see you guys next week. And turn up. Have a good week.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.
All right, baby.